Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yandong made the remarks before the opening concert of the China-US Composers Project at the Music Hall of Mayflower Renaissance Hotel in the US capital of Washington, D.C.
中美作曲家项目呢，以艺术节、音乐会、读谱会等多种形式。
The China-US Composers Project highlights art festivals, concerts, and other forms of musical arts. It offers an innovative platform for musicians of the two countries to conduct cooperation. I believe the composers and performers of the two countries will find inspiration during such exchanges, and their music will help foster a closer bond between the peoples.
Liu Yandong adds that music has no boundaries and it could play a unique role in exchanges between China and the United States. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Educational and Cultural Affairs, Ivan Ryan, agrees.
Tonight, we will hear the results of collaboration between some of our best composers. What a wonderful way to start off the next 2 days of consultations. Cultural diplomacy strengthens the bonds between our two nations.All of you here this evening play a critical role in building our relationship for future generations. I wish you every success in these efforts.
Ivan Ryan says that the U.S. government has sent musicians, dancers, film experts, and writers, as well as students to China for cultural exchange programs over the past year.Ryan adds that cultural exchange programs supported by non-governmental organizations have also helped the two peoples strengthen connections.The China-US Composers Project aims to promote the music work of contemporary composers in both countries and enhance mutual understanding of the two peoples. Vice Premier Liu Yandong has also met representatives of American youth in Washington. Liu encourages American young people to come to China and experience the real country.
I hope you cherish this opportunity and come to China to experience a real China, a country with a long history and a current reform and opening up.
Vice Premier Liu Yandong joins U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in kicking off this year's U.S.-China consultation on people-to-people exchanges. China and the United States have been holding the annual talks yearly since 2009. For CII, I'm Guo Yan.